96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Something is happening in our world. The masses of people are rising up. And wherever they are assembled today, whether they are in Johannesburg, South Africa, Nairobi, Kenya, Accra, Ghana, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi, or Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same: we want to be free.
One of the many speeches by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And on this holiday that honors him, we are asking you about service to your community. What did you do today to serve? Did you do anything at all? And what are you telling your children about Dr. King and service? Well, joining me to talk about this are Ayanna Bias, Director of Volunteer Services for the United Planning Organization, and Abby Utagasu. She is community liaison for the University of Maryland and nonprofit Prince George's County. I want to hear from our listeners today what, on this very special day honoring a civil rights leader, are you saying about service? What did you do today, and why did you do it? And if you didn't do anything at all, why not? Give me a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Certainly, you can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher or follow me on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Okay, Abby and Ayanna, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let me first start with Ayanna, and certainly, Abby, you can jump in as well. Ayanna, when someone says service, particularly on a day like this, what does that mean to you? How would you define service?
Okay, for me, on a day like this, which is a day that we are honoring Dr. King, for me, it's a day on. Mm-hmm. You know, with our organization, we provide services all throughout the year. And for me, when someone says service, is you embody the spirit to give. You have the spirit of compassion, of kindness. And so you think about different acts of kindness that you can do for people that may be in need, or just the people that you really care about that you know may be going through something. So for me, definitely, when I think of what it means to serve or a day of service is giving, you know, providing services to people in need.
Mm-hmm. Abby, same question. When you think about service, whether it's your immediate community or the broader community, how would you personally define it?
I would have to agree with Ayanna. And I would like to add that it's an individual reaching out, connecting to their community, serving in a way that can help build up their surrounding area, their surrounding community, their fellow citizens, and lifting each other up. That's how I would define service. It's any act that helps out or that uplifts individuals, their surrounding community, their fellow citizens.
Here's my question, because every year since the King holiday was official, you know, we've seen everyone from city officials to presidents to community activists really jumping in and, you know, going to soup kitchens and, you know, shoveling ice, doing whatever it is, because usually on during this time of the year, it's, you know, it's cold and the like. But how much of that is just for show for the day? And how much do you believe we have seen people who have been serving all along? And for people such as yourself, Ayanna, you say it's a day on, but I would imagine, you know, considering, you know, who you're working for, you were on yesterday, and you're on tomorrow. So is there a difference?
For us, no. You know, especially for me and for my organization, no. We started our celebration of the Dr. the King on Saturday. And so on Saturday, we celebrate our 32nd annual scholarship fund, where we provide scholarships for low-income residents, giving them the opportunity of higher education. And so with that, it's something that we do continuously. And even if I'm not talking about my organization, I'm just talking about my upbringing. Well, my parents were community activists and leaders. Their parents were community activists and leaders. And so with that, it was instilled into me at a young age, whereas help those that are in need. And even sometimes when we think about service, we're always thinking about doing something. But sometimes it's even just compassion, caring about someone. And not one of the things I want to say that we did this year, we partnered with two organizations, Everything Super and also UNI DMV. And with that, because of a lot of things that's going on in the community with the violence, we did a Project Peace sign. And with that, and it goes back to say where it's not just about providing services to other people, but it's also a commitment that you have for yourself. And with the Project Peace sign, it was more so, I'm going to commit myself to have peaceful acts this year, you know, where I'm going to deliberately make sure that my actions to people are from me. One of the things I like to say all the time, my relationships with people are not about who they are, but it's about who I am. And with that, one of the big things that we did, we wanted to make sure people come together to pledge peace, you know, to be a part of something that was bigger than all of us. It was a song that we used to sing back in church, "Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me."
Mm-hmm. And you're still going to church, though, right?
Of course.
Okay. You said used to.
You know, I'm talking about back in choir days, you know, children's choir, you know. And so where back then you had to sing, you know, now it's more so if I want to sing, you know. But back there, the church director made you sing. And so, but with that, I just say that to say that it's a lot of things that people can do all year round. And I know for us with our organization, we do get lots of people that call, especially on this day. We have groups coming from all over that want to volunteer. And so we know with that, that is a one-time thing. But our goal is to make sure that people know about the services that we provide and make sure that they know what they're doing is impacting people.
I want to talk a little bit more about both of your organizations in just a bit, but I want to hear from our listeners also. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about defining what service is, particularly on a day like this, on this MLK Day, this national holiday. Was it a day on for you? Was it a day off for you? Do you believe in doing service, even if it's just for today, to recognize the legacy of Dr. King? I want to hear from you. George, calling from Southwest D.C. Thanks for calling, George. What's on your mind? George, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead. What's on your mind?
Okay, I've decided to celebrate Dr. King's Day by not spending any money. And I also, not only today, but every day, I try to encourage people to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And to tell somebody else to register to vote.
Which that makes a lot of sense, the voting piece, but you said not spending any money. Why is that, George?
The thing that encouraged me was that I figured if they could boycott a bus service in Birmingham with 365 days, surely I cannot spend any money one day.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, well, George, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. Happy King Day to you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Is this a day on for you? Is this a day off for you? How do you feel, or how do you define service on this MLK Day? Before I go back to the phone lines, Abby, tell me about your organization, the University of Maryland and nonprofit Prince George's County, because you are, when I say University of Maryland, everybody knows what that is, but you're part of an activity within it, a service activity.
Yes, and there's a third party as well. And I'm serving as an AmeriCorps VISTA with the Maryland DC Campus Compact. And so these three have collaborated and come up with a project called Services 24/7. And what Services 24/7 is a virtual resource center that connects Prince George's County residents with resources they need, as well as volunteers with volunteer and internship opportunities. And so this virtual resource center can be accessed at www.services247.umd.edu.
When you say accessing services, what kind of services? And if someone were to go to the site, what would they find?
So when you go on the site, you see a toolbar with service categories. And so you would select the service category you want to volunteer with or that you're interested in or that you require a service for. And so once you select that, a list of nonprofits come up. And so you would read through the descriptions. There's a brief, short, 1 to 2 sentence description with their address and contact information. And once you select an organization that you want to receive services from or that you want to volunteer with, you go ahead and contact that organization and set up a meeting time, a volunteer time and date, and so forth.
What kind of services are we talking about?
These would be food distributions, homeless shelters, hotlines that you could access. So multiple different various things, legal services. There's a listing of the service categories under the toolbar right on the website.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk a little bit more about that because on this program, we've often had conversations with our listeners that are looking for assistance, looking for help. And this obviously, as you said, is another way to serve because now I'm on the site and I see it, services247.umd.edu.
Correct.
And this is amazing. We're talking about physical or sexual abuse services, adoption services, aging, alcohol and drug abuse services, and on and on and on. And I think that it's so important for this community, which sometimes can be a community in crisis or a community that is struggling with so many social ills, that a lot of people don't know where to reach out, and they may feel that they are at, you know, the end of their rope. So I want to talk a little bit more about that in a bit. But before I do that, also I wanted to bring Ayanna back into the conversation. UPO has been around for a long, long time. I dare say I've been hearing about UPO since I was a kid, and that was pre-internet. So, for those who aren't familiar with it, talk about UPO for a moment.
Okay.
And your Impact Day event that you came here to discuss as well.
Okay, yes. So the United Planning Organization, UPO, we are the designated community action agency for Washington, D.C., and we've been providing services to low-income residents since 1962, so we're half a century old. And so I will
Thanks.
Say... Yes. So I guess I just told your age, right? And so I've been working for UPO for over 7 years now, and the services we provide are wraparound services for those in need. And so we do housing, child care, employment, job readiness. And so the goal of all our services is to move our residents to self-sufficiency. And so with that, we remove any burrow or obstacle that they have to reach their goal. Mm-hmm. And so with that, when they first come into the program, they'll go through case management to assess their needs. And most of the people that come in, their end goal is employment. But we know with employment comes other, you know, some people may not have transportation to get to work. Some people don't have child care. Some people are living in a shelter. And so with that is to make sure that all of their troubles are being taken care of before they get into that job, because we want to make sure that once they get into that job, they can stay at that job. And so
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I'm talking about service on this MLK Day. If you performed an act of service, I'd like to hear what you did, whether you did it by yourself, whether you did it with your family, what are your thoughts about it. And certainly I'm also interested in hearing what you may be telling your children or any other young person under your influence about King and serving. Are people even doing it anymore? We've seen some examples obviously today, but I mean wholesale. Are people really doing acts of service out of the goodness of their heart, or is it just a day to be off and to relax? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Abby, where did this idea for services 24/7 come from?
This was actually an idea that both the University of Maryland, the Leadership and Community Service Learning Office, had kind of stewing. They have their own database of community partners they work with for one of the five programs that they have for students called TERP Service. And so they had a database going, and then nonprofit Prince George's County, formerly known as the Human Service Coalition, also had a list of organizations, over 100, that they served. And so they wanted some kind of database directory to put all this together. And when they started talking, trying to figure out a project to start up to make for the community that will help unify them, mm-hmm. This came up. And so it was a perfect match for those two. And so there was a compiling of the different databases that were created. And then we continued to further add that last year, and then this year we recently launched it, and we're trying to spread the word that this is out there and for people to use.
I want to talk more about who is on this list as well, and I also want to talk to Ayana about really drilling down on some of the needs that we hear about in the D.C. Metro, but I need to take a break. If you were on the phone, that includes Kelly in Washington, D.C., and Joy calling from Essex. Please do not hang up. You will hear the program. Line is still open, and we are taking your calls at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3. WHUR will be back in just a few seconds. Stay with us.